Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. Today is day 29, Emunah, life in Messiah Yeshua. My soul longs for your salvation. Meditation verse, Psalm 119, 81-88. My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your Torah. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth. This particular section of Psalm 119 begins with the Hebrew letter Kof, which is a picture of the palm of a hand or an open hand, and the numeric value is 11. It's a symbol of crowning accomplishments. Psalm 119, 81-88 refers to persevering in persecution, the crown of salvation. Key words, languishes, is the Hebrew word kala. It means to be completed, finished, accomplished, ready, to be at an end, to be consumed, destroyed, to vanish, to close. Literally, to bring a process to completion, the process of salvation, Romans 8, 22-25. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua, which means help, deliverance, salvation, victory, welfare, health, prosperity. Salvation associated with the forgiveness of sins, Luke 1:77. From the wisdom of the Hebrew alphabet, the Talmudic sequence of the alphabet teaches you if you carry out what Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet stand for, namely learning Torah, or God's teachings and instructions, acting kindly, the Hey Vav, God, or Yahweh Elohim, will give you Zayin, Het, Tet, Yod, sustenance, acceptance, good, and inheritance. Finally, Kof, he will affix a crown upon you. Shabbos 14a. There are three crowns, the crown of priesthood, the crown of kingship, the crown of Torah. But a fourth one, the crown of a good name, is superior to them all. It was God's original intention that the entire nation of Israel should wear all three crowns, Exodus 19:6. By allowing his actions to be regulated according to God's will, every individual Israelite was to become a priest of word and service and a king of example and leadership, spreading the knowledge of God. Isaiah 61:6 expresses this truth. Crowns in Scripture. Psalm 8:5, the crown of glory and majesty. Proverbs 14:18, the crown of knowledge. 1 Thessalonians 2:19, the crown of exaltation. 2 Timothy 4:8, the crown of righteousness. James or Yaakov 1:12, the crown of life. Yeshua wears all crowns. Revelation 19:16 refers to the kingly crown, and Hebrews 6:20, the priestly crown. He is the Aleph and the Tav, the living Torah, Yochanan 1:1 and Revelation 19:13. Yeshua is more than a man. He is more than a superman. He is more than just divine. He is a direct projection and expression of God's very essence, nature, and being. He is the Logos, or Torah, made flesh. His name is above all names, Philippians 2:9-10, Revelation 4:10, and Acts 4:12. Three of the vessels in the Holy Temple were topped with a golden crown all around. The crown atop the Ark of the Covenant, Exodus 25:11, alludes to the crown of the Torah. The crown atop the table of the Panim, bread, alludes to the crown of kingship. The crown atop of the incense altar alludes to the crown of priesthood. The fourth vessel inside the temple was the golden menorah. This vessel may be an allusion to the crown of a good name. For in the words of King Solomon, a good name is better than good oil, Ecclesiastes 7:1. Although the menorah was not capped with a golden crown, the word menorah has the same gematria as a surrounding golden crown. The numeric value of crown is 620 and represents the total of mitzvot, 613, ordained by Torah, plus the 7 days of creation. Hosea 14:10, the ways of Hashem are right, the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble on them, i.e. the preaching of the cross is a stumbling block to unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 1:18-31. For example, two people can perform the same action together, yet one intends to fulfill a mitzvah of good deeds and obedience, thereby and walk in the ways of Hashem, or Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or Yahweh Elohim, while the other has an ulterior motive and stumbles on them. 620 is also the gematria of potion of life and death. To those who fulfill the purpose of creation by studying and observing the Torah, God's teaching and instructions, after you have received salvation with unselfish sincerity, Hashem, or Yahweh Elohim, presents the crown of Torah, which brings riches, honor, long life in this world, and an everlasting share in the world to come. To such people, the Torah is a potion of life. We see this alluded to in the New Testament, Brit Hadashah, James 2:14-26. However, some deny the primacy of Torah, who violate its sovereignty and is insincere in what he does observe, forfeits his right to Yahweh Elohim's gift of life. He turns Torah into a potion of death, Matthew 5:17-19. Figuratively, he transforms a spiritual excision, for he cuts himself off from his spiritual source of life. Our spiritual source of life is Yeshua, the living word. Colossians 3:4, John 14:12-21, John 6:35, and John 11:25-26, or Yochanan being his Hebrew name. Psalm 119:85, the art scroll Tehillim. My Jewish enemies, though they profess loyalty to your Torah, resort to means which violate its precepts of love, truth, and justice in order to persecute me. We see this in Yeshua's life as, quote, some of his Jewish brethren, not all, persecuted him and tried to falsely accuse him using the Torah laws. Yeshua pointed this out in Matthew 12. Some, not all of the Pharisees were corrupt spiritual leaders, just as there are spiritual leaders today who persecute true believers in Messiah. Matthew 12:10, 16:1, 19:3, and 22:15, Luke 6:7, 11:53-54, and 20:20, and Yochanan 8:1-12, and Matthew 10:16-31. Do we languish for his salvation, for his word, for him? Do we long for the living word? Matthew 5:17-19, James 14:26. 1 John 2:1-11, and John 1:1-3:17. Yeshua taught us the grace and truth of Torah. Crowns, head ornaments, were as symbols of sovereignty, position, power, or reward. There's the incorruptible crown, 1 Corinthians 9:24-25. Don't you know that in a stadium the runners all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Every competitor exercises self-control in all respects. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we do it to receive an imperishable crown. The crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is reserved for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not to me only, but also to everyone who longs for his appearing. Crown of life, James 1:12. Happy is the one who endures testing, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to those who love him. To be guarded, Revelation 3:11, because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take away your crown. Cast crowns at Yeshua's feet, Revelation 4:10, actually 9-11. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one seated on the throne who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they throw their crowns down before the throne, chanting, "Worthy are you, Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. Overcoming crowns, Revelation 3, 20 and 21, 12, 11 and 17 and 21, 6 to 8. Revelation 3, 20, 21, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, and he will dine with him, and he with me. To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I myself overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 12, 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death. Revelation 12, 17. So the dragon became enraged at the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Yeshua. And Revelation 21, 6 to 7. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will freely give the spring of the water of life. The one who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Shalom in Yeshua.